West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Paulding County Board of Commissioners on Tuesday unanimously denied a developer's rezoning request, seeming to halt plans to develop a rock quarry near the Paulding County, Carroll County line. The developer, Northwest Georgia Land Holdings, had asked Paulding County to rezone 201 acres of property located southeast of Highway 101 South along the Carroll County line from suburban residential district to heavy industrial district before West Georgia residents and city, county, and state officials had expressed concerns that the proposal would diminish property values, cause heavy commercial truck traffic, create negative impacts on streams and wildlife, and negative impacts on area residents' quality of life. The Carrollton Police Department claiming a set of noteworthy arrests made in connection with two major theft rings affecting prominent retailers in the southeast. Following a recent incident at the Carrollton Lowe's where a victim reported suspicious activity, an extensive investigation led to the identification of four male suspects from the Atlanta area involved in a significant theft ring. Two suspects have been apprehended after they visited the Carrollton Lowe's and used fraudulent contractor and business charge accounts for unauthorized purchases. Through collaboration with Lowe's, it was revealed that this group was responsible for over $100,000 in losses, impacting more than 34 Lowe's stores across the southeast. In a separate case, significant progress has also been made in an investigation linked to Walmart thefts. After a report from Walmart Asset Protection, it was determined that a Romanian national who was in the U.S. illegally had orchestrated thefts across multiple Walmart locations nationwide. Her criminal activities resulted in over $98,000 in stolen jewelry. She was arrested locally, and the investigation led to arrests by various agencies in Georgia and Alabama. Villarica City Council on Tuesday approving a one-year extension of the planned use development rezoning previously granted developers for the long-discussed Applemore project for 55 and 63 Goldworth Road, despite recommendations for denial from city staff and the City Zoning Commission. The zoning allows for single-family lots of no more than 250 units, the multifamily units of a maximum of 325 units, and up to 290 units of senior housing with a minimum age of 55 years. The proposed project in various forms has been promoted since at least 2018, and rezoning approval on Tuesday does not guarantee that it will move any further over the next year. The approved zoning does not allow for a data center to be built on the property, which at one time was considered. The developer has yet to provide to the city an updated review letter from Three Rivers Regional Commission, an updated traffic analysis, or submit a detailed plan on the proposed movement of the water tower on the property, which the city says all are required to move forward. The Greater Harrelson Chamber of Commerce on Tuesday announcing that Eric McDonald, who has served as president CEO for the past 10 years, will be stepping down to become the West Region Economic Development Manager at Georgia Power. The chamber's current chief operating officer, Tara Chapman, will succeed McDonald as president CEO. And a reminder that the video auditions deadline for the Rotary Club of Carrollton's third annual West Georgia Talent Performing Arts Competition is Friday, September 20th. There is no cost to upload an audition video. More details are available online at westgatalent.com, including information about the cash prizes. Those passing the audition stage will take part in the live event Saturday, October 26th at the University of West Georgia Grand Ballroom. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the NewsTalk1330.com website, and the NewsTalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the NewsTalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.